The reason people cannot see the 666 clearly is because their old Adam is the 666. When you try to look at the 666 and decode it, the Bible tells you to do it. The Bible says to pebble up the mark of the beast. Pebble up the number of the beast. To count up the number of the beast. For his number is 666. This is in Revelation. I went through the book of Revelation 8 times and I think 5 years, verse by verse. And when you do what the Bible says, you count up the number of the beast, you get kind of depressed. Because you start to see it everywhere. It's on the barcode, it's on the Coca-Cola, it's encoded everywhere. And so when I saw that, I finally prayed, Lord, what's going on? It looks like the devil is winning. I know he's not, but what's going on? And then he showed me that behind the 666 is the blood of his cross. And the 666 is the flesh mind. That is the cube. And the 666 is your old Adamic nature. And that old Adamic nature fell down into time, and time means befallen. And when Adam and Eve fell, they went through the cycle. Eve is the mother of all living because she has the cycle in her body. Why would the Bible say that about Eve? And the Bible also says Eve is a piece cut off, and he called their name Adam. So Eve is a piece cut off. She's the flesh side of Adam. Nevertheless, she shall be saved through childbearing. What is that? That's the prophecy of Jesus. The seed came through. The man has the seed. The pa and the ma produced it. And the seed came through. Jesus came through. Mary. Ma. Mary, M-A-R-E, Mary. R-Y is re, re-ma. So Jesus came not by water only, but water and blood. He came through this thing to redeem, and it was prophesied in Genesis 3. That the snake will bruise his heel, and he will bruise the head of the snake. What does that mean? That's the flesh versus the spirit. They might bruise your heel, but you're stepping on them because you're the head and not the tail. And this is what they know. They know the higher level witches and warlocks and all that, they know that you're the head. You don't have to do spells and all that. You're in Christ. You believed in Jesus. You entered in by faith, and now you're the head and not the tail. And they want to take away your power, and they don't want you to know this. And so the devil sets up a whole system, churches and school and government, and jump through all these hoops and expectations and in-laws and outlaws and all these cults and isms and all these vain imaginations, doctrines of demons, doctrines of devil, legalistic system. It's all to blind you to the fact that you're the head and not the tail. Because they want to steal your power. That's why they talk to you. You just think, if they hate me, why do they talk to me? Have you ever wondered that? I'm sure you have. Because they're vampiring off of you. They hate you, but they need you. Because they're vampires. They're dead. And they're coming out of the grave to try to steal from you. So the 666 is your old flesh mind. And so when God created night and day, he knew Adam and Eve would fall before they fell. That's why he went to the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So he knew what would happen before it happened. And so he made a way of escape before Adam and Eve were even created. If you would have been there, you would have went through the same process. Adam was a prophet. He knew he had to go down with the ship. Eve is the hip. The letter S is integration. So Eve is a piece cut off, being cut back in. That's why women don't like to be alone. because they're being integrated back in. It's built into them. They get their identity from some man or from some church. That's why there's more women in churches. They get their identity in something down here. The born-again woman, she gets her identity in Christ, but she still has that desire to be back to her source. That's why they call her, that's why the slang calls her Shorty. Because she's a piece cut off. This is why the Apostle Paul says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. Because the woman's hair is a type and shadow of her, the following after. Her hair follows after her, right? And so she follows after the man, just like the church follows after Christ. And so the 666 cube flesh mind system is based on the old Adam, the evil heart of man, the heart's deceitfully wicked, who can know it? So God had to give a system that man could understand in the flesh. And so this is why you see the flesh creatures fighting each other all the time. Because the flesh cuts the flesh, the spirit sharpens the spirit. Iron sharpens iron, flesh cuts flesh. So the purpose of the flesh mind is to bring people to the end of themselves so they call out to God. So when you're a flesh creature, you hang out with flesh creatures and you realize they cut you to the core. They don't love you. They don't like you. They hate you. They're not your friend. They're frenemies. And if you're in the flesh mind, you're the same with them. They want you to sacrifice for them. They'll never sacrifice. Because it's the same vampire spirit. So what happens? You need to be born again to enter into the spirit mind. And then when you step into the new state of being in Christ, then there's a sanctification process going on. And you're slowly seeing past the lies of the system. And the more you see past the lies of the system, because you're no longer blinded by the devil. The devil blinds these people. And so when you step out of the cube, the 666 cube flesh mind, when you step out of the cube, you can see this. You can see outside of time. You can see outside the natural. And you can see outside the repeat and the cycle. You can understand why they get drunk every Friday night, why they do drugs, why they're addicted, because they have no identity. The reason they're in addiction is because they have no identity. ADDI, DI is divided, addiction, ADDI, and spell the rest, but it's, you don't even have to go any further. The reason they're addicted is because they have no identity, because the ID is reversed to DI. So as soon as you get your identity in Christ, the addictions start to fall off. Instead of ADDI, you have ADID, identity. The addiction turns into identity. Your identity. When you get your identity, you have no, there's no stronghold that you can't break. You can break all strongholds in Christ with your identity. It's an identity warfare. And so to make a long story short, this whole reality that you're in is a befallen state. Time is befallen. The sun resets every day. And if you look up the etymology of the word sun, you'll find out it means artificial sun. It's not the true sun, it's the artificial sun. You're actually in a pocket universe, and the pocket universe is to protect the rest of the universe from the sin of man. And not only protect the rest of the universe, but to protect you from the judgment. The blue letter law sky, the blue sky is represented law. The magnetic fields look like a vulva. You're wrapped. You're in a wrapper. The universe around the earth is a wrapper. It's to protect you. Because it's a womb. It's a birthing state. The natural realm, the time, the the space-time that we're in is a womb to birth you to your next state. Earth is going to be birthed to its new state, just like the people on Earth. And so the devil's trying to abort the Earth, just like he's trying to abort babies. They love death. When they give their soul to the devil to make a lot of money or whatever they do, they become slaves. A slave to Jesus is freedom, but a slave to the devil is just work, more and more slavery. A life of misery. They're not free, and they'll never be free. They can break it if they ran to Christ by faith alone. So what is the cube? What is the 666? What is the number of the beast? It's your old flesh mind. And as long as you're in the flesh, you're going to reap it. You reap what you sow. Karma's going to get you. It's a reflecting pond. You're in the pond. So ponder this. That if you're in the flesh mind, you're going to get the flesh back. If you're in the spirit mind, you're going to get life and peace. But the flesh mind brings death and destruction. The spirit mind brings life and peace. What you meditate on, what you contemplate, what you think on, you're going to reflect it. If it's the flesh, you're going to get cut. If it's the spirit, you're going to get sharpened. That's what the purpose of the sanctification is, to cut out the old man and cut in the new man. That's what's happening. Hope that helps somebody.